I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. It would just, you could preach a while out of this few verses I'm going to read. 1 Thessalonians 5:14, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. And that is a task sometimes of itself. See that none render evil for evil. Listen unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Now there's a verse for you. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. It didn't say here for everything, but it said in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. It didn't say all evil, it said all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y. And I pray, God, your whole, W-H-O-L-E, spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Hallelujah. Amen. For just a little while, quench not the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. If we know anything about God, I said one time many years ago, amen, that the Spirit of God is God's vehicle. And when I use the term vehicle, I mean that that by which God does things. God does things by His Spirit. Come on. Amen. The Word of God says right in the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, that the earth was void and without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Amen. And God spoke and said, let there be light. And what happened? And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters, and there was light. What do you mean? It's the Spirit of God moving that brought to pass the Word and the will of God. Amen. If we do not allow the Spirit of God, amen, to work in us, then we will hinder, amen, and we will quench the will and the purpose of God in our life. Amen. There have been times when, in caution maybe, or maybe in whatever else I have said, and God has had to tell me to do things more than one time. Amen. I remember many years ago, I was sitting about where Tim is, maybe just a little bit over to the right, my right, his left. Amen. And Brother Ronald Hobby was preaching, and he's preaching out of Corinthians, and he has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. Amen. And he hadn't more than got started preaching good. Amen. And God said to me, get on your knees and crawl around the church. What'd you do, Brother Joe? I sit there. Amen. I sat there and I bowed my head. Amen. In a few minutes, amen, God said, get on your knees and call around the church. Amen. I sat there. Amen. The third time, God said to me, you going to do what I said or you going to sit there? Amen. By that time, if God had said bark, I'd have went. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. But I can tell you something. If you quench the spirit, amen. God is hindered from His moving. I know that God doesn't always move in seemingly foolish things, but a lot of times God does. Amen. God does things His way. He does not do them our way. Amen. God is the, amen, cares not about some high dignified thoughts of men. You hear me? Amen. I thought about, while I'm on that little subject, I just thought I remembered, amen, Sister Cronier many years ago, and I remembered Daddy Cronier, amen, telling on her, amen, and she, they'd been a big tent meeting, and God had been moving, and people been getting baptized in the Holy Ghost, and amen, and she said, I got to roll around in that and that old sawdust, brother, to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. I ain't going to get it done that way. I'm going to do it dignified. Amen. Brother Cronier said the night that she got baptized, God rolled her all over that tent in that sawdust. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. And I want to tell you, I don't think Sister Cronier complained about it a bit. Amen. Why? Amen. God got to have His way, and He didn't do it her way. He done it His way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't matter, amen, to Brother Joe how God has to do things. Amen. Just so that it gets done. Amen. Come on. Amen. Lord, Thy will be done. Amen. Was Jesus' prayer. Amen. In that garden, Thy will be done. Amen. All in earth as it is in heaven is the Lord's prayer. Amen. Father, not my will, Jesus prays, but Thine be done. Amen. Hallelujah. It will obey God. Amen. God will move. And what happens after that, amen, I can tell you, can't be measured by anybody's measuring stick. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. In what we read tonight, there is multiple things here, amen, that you could preach on for a while. They're not going to preach on them. Rejoice evermore. I'm going to tell you, if the saints of God ain't got something to rejoice about, I don't know who does. Amen. Come on with me tonight. I mean, that old hips, old Happy Goodman singing, amen, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Oh, you see, it really happened to me. I'm a millionaire. I got a home in the sky that money can't buy. I'm a poor, poor rich man. I got a reason to rejoice. Amen. I told a fellow that one time. Said, ain't no sense in them people getting beside themselves. I said, the Apostle Paul said he got beside himself. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. David got beside himself. Amen. When the ark's coming home, he snatched off them kingly robes, humbled himself, and danced in front of that ark of the covenant. Amen. That wife of his despised him. But David rejoicing, cause God's doing something. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Pray without ceasing. My, don't we need to preach on that a while? Amen. Pray without, don't quit. Keep on praying. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, I've been praying a long time. Keep on praying. Amen. Don't quit. Amen. I want to give you a little scripture here. Amen. Galatians 6 and 9 says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season. Amen. By the way, God's got the due season figured out. All He's left us is to be not weary. Amen. And we'll keep on praying. We won't get weary. If we quit praying, we're going to definitely get weary. Come on with Brother Joe. Remember, He said, if you can, amen, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap. Not might, shall reap if you faint not. Amen. Pray on. Amen. I believe Brother David said that little woman handed him that poem that time. Plot on, plot on, plot on. She wrote through the whole front of the page, plot on. Turned it over, plot on, plot on. After a while, he got the message. Just keep on keeping on. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Pray without ceasing. If we'll pray, I want to tell you, Daniel prayed and fasted. Something has bothered him in a vision, and he's wanting an answer. 21 days. Brother Daniel's prayed and fasted about that matter. Amen. Finally, on that 21st day, amen. Gabriel comes. Amen. Said, I was dispatched on the first day. Amen. Listen, but the devil, amen, come on. The prince of Persia withstood me. Amen. But glory to God, God sent Michael. Amen. And discomfited that rascal. And I've arrived with your answer. Hallelujah. Don't quit. Amen. Just keep on. I can tell you, God, amen, probably has dispatched the answer on the first day. God of heaven, amen, if you and I will hold on. The Word of God teaches us, He taught them a parable of this thing in Luke chapter 18, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen. I want to tell you something, this little thing called importunity. Amen. Not opportunity. Importunity is where you create opportunity. Come on. I want to say that again. Importunity is where you create opportunity. Amen. Let me have a little example, Brother Joe. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus is sitting by the wayside begging. Amen. All of a sudden he hears that Jesus is coming by. Come on with me. Amen. I want to tell you some opportunities coming, but there's going to be some more opportunities created because of importunity. How do you do that? Jesus, thou son of David, would you have mercy on me? Amen. Old blind Bartimaeus began to cry. It may be his last time. Amen. And only time. Amen. He's got to have something. You hear me? Amen. Old Hitson sung that song. In my desperation, Jesus shined on me. Amen. I'm about to feel like heaven, church. Amen. Glory to God. I can tell you, folks get desperate enough. Amen. Old Jacob's got that angel at Jabbok. Amen. He's got that pre-incarnate Christ. He's got a hold of him. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. He said, let me go for the days of breaking. Amen. He said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. I got to have something. Esau's on the way. All my tricks. Ain't my bag of tricks is empty. I got to have something different. Come on with me tonight. Amen. He held on to him. Amen. Yeah, Jacob has some things he had to get done too, didn't he? Amen. Amen. He'd been a trickster. Amen. So what did God deal with him about? He said, what's your name? What's your name? Listen. Amen. God knows God will get right where we live. Amen. What's your name, boy? Amen. My name is Jacob. Supplanter. I'm a trickster, I'm a liar, I'm a cheat. Yes, Jacob wanted something good, but he's trying to get it the wrong way. Come on. Jesus said, ain't but one way you can have it. Amen. Anybody that tries to come any other way is the same as a thief and a robber. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Jacob, you can have it, but you got to have it the right way, son. Amen. You got that blessing from your father because you tricked. Amen. And connived. Amen. You connived with your uncle. You wanted, amen, and you wanted Rachel. And he got conniving with you. Whatsoever you sow, that shall you also reap. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. And he fooled him and he wound up with old ugly Leah. Amen. Come on. Oh, then he had to work 7 more years. 14 years he worked for the woman he wanted. Amen. When you're a trickster, amen, the tricks will get back played on you. Amen. Thank God, Brother Jacob didn't. Amen. He did not quit. He kept right on. Amen. After a while, he got the woman he wanted. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. Quench. And everything, he said, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning Jesus Christ concerning you. In everything. Amen. No matter what is coming or going, God, we can know one thing. God is doing that, allowing that for a reason. We may not see it with our little narrow vision eyes. And we may not kind of conceive it in our little middle, amen, ability that we have. But God's got the big picture. Yes, come on. Amen. I've said to God a lot of times, I don't understand what you're doing. But I do know one thing, sir. I understand that you, amen, are not out for to spite me. Amen, but you're out for the best. Amen, come on. If I didn't believe that, amen, I'd go home tonight, amen, and go fishing tomorrow, or go fishing next Sunday, whenever. I ain't been fishing in a long time. Amen, come on with Brother Joe. Amen, listen, but I believe that God is after our betterment, not our worst. Amen. So he said, "Do not quench the Spirit. Quench not." God does everything by the Spirit. If we quench the Spirit, we stop the work of God in its tracks. Amen. If I refuse to allow God, amen. Yes, God does everything. God, by the Word, He speaks and it brings it to pass. Amen. God, everything, listen, amen, everything that God's going to do in your life must first be birthed in your spirit by the Spirit of God. Amen. If God cannot birth that in our spirit, amen, listen now, I'm going to get a little deeper now. Amen. Birthing is one thing. Amen. Then allowing that to come into fruition is another thing. Amen. I believe that God has birthed a lot of things in the hearts and spirit of a lot of the believers. But somewhere down the line, they have failed to allow that birthing to come forth into maturity. Amen. Come on. Oh, listen. Amen. Old church at Galatia. Amen. You are, who hath bewitched you that you'd be so soon removed from the truth? Amen. Listen to what Brother Paul said. Amen. He said, I believed later to that church that God has begun a good work in you. Amen. Come on. And Brother Paul said, I am persuaded. That's a big word. Oh, give us more persuaded people, Lord. I'm persuaded that He will finish it. Amen. But there's always a big if that hangs there. What's that if, Brother Joe? If we don't quench the Spirit of God. Listen. Amen. I can tell you, old Brother Noah Hamrick, amen, a long time. Hello? He had a long time he couldn't quench the Spirit. Come on. Woo, if Brother Noah had to quench the Spirit, amen, I want to tell you, him and his whole family would have perished with everybody else. Come on. But he kept on. Listen. Oh, that Brother Joe never said it was easy as falling off a log. I never said there wasn't no fight. I never said there wasn't no struggle. Amen. I got to just keep a holding on to what God said. I got to keep a hold of Him. Woo! Amen. Brother Keeter preached a message many years ago at Brother Wallace Reed's church. Amen. Rising up to take a hold of God. Amen. Said, you want something to happen? You rise up and take a hold of God. Glory. Amen. I can tell you, hold on to God. Amen. If we'll hold on, Brother Russell MacDonald said, He'll hold out. Amen. I can tell you, He'll pull you through a keyhole if you can stand to pull in. Woo! Let me hurry. I got a ways to go. Amen. We done give the advantage here, the example in Genesis 1 and 1. Amen. And so in Zechariah 4 and 6, I want to move through the Word of God real quick here by the help of the Lord. I want us to see, amen, where people were obedient and held out, held on to the will of God. Then he said, Zechariah 4 and 6, and he answered and spake unto me, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Oh, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Amen. Come on. Listen. Amen. What he said. And he's not done yet. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. I heard the Lord say to the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient in all things. A-L-L. Don't matter what they are. Don't matter what devils come. Amen. Don't matter what lies he's espouting. Amen. Don't matter how hideous he may seem. No matter how hopeless it may seem. Amen. His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. That word sufficient means, amen, up to the task. Amen. My God. We used to sing that song, my God, big enough to take care of all of our troubles. He's big enough to calm all of our fears. Amen. My God's big enough. Somehow today, amen, most Christianity folks, God shrunk somewhere. But the God of heaven has not shrunk. He's still the same. Amen. Hey, Zerubbabel. You're going to do something. Let me tell you. Amen. God's told him. Amen. He's going to build that house back. Woo! Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Here in this passage of Scripture, it's going to take the grace of God. Listen. Amen. We preach on. Amen. Be led. We've got to be led by God. Amen. Not only have we got to be led, we have got to let God lead us. Amen. Come on. Well, I thought that was the same thing. No, it's not. Amen. I can tell you, God's always ready to lead. Amen. But are we leadable? Amen. Amen. That says I got to believe God. I got to believe Him over what my eyes see. I got to believe Him over what my ears hear. I got to believe Him over what my little pea brain, amen, can figure up. Come on. And the devil can come and try to, amen, bring confusion and whatever else that he wants to bring. Listen. Amen. If you look for logic and reason of human nature, amen, you'll never believe God. Amen. Man's got to go further than that. Amen.
saved, coming by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Amen. I've got to hear God speak. And I've got to know my God. Hallelujah. Come on. And when God speaks, it don't matter what anybody else says.
If we let everybody else, amen, have weight over God, we'll never get the will of God done. And we will quench the Spirit every time. Amen. So hurry. Zechariah here, Zerubbabel has got a huge task. I mean, God's done got insulted. Amen. Everybody's built everything, but God's place has been neglected. Come on. But God said, amen. God said, look here, you don't have to do it by yourself. I'm going to help you. I'm going to take that mountain that you look like, that mountain of impossibility. Amen. And I'm going to flatten that thing out. I'm going to make it flat as a flitter, as my daddy used to say. I don't know what a flitter was, but it was flat. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to flatten that thing out. Listen, he'll bring down the mountains and he'll fill in the valleys. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. All we got to do. Amen. I'm going to walk with you, Lord. Amen. I'm not going to quench the Spirit. Amen. If it looks impossible, if that mountain looks like it's straight up, I'm going to head for it. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I believe the Lord is capable. Amen. If we allow, amen, the devil to come with his lies, he'll rob us of everything. Everything that listen, amen, every generation in Christianity builds upon the shoulders of the past generation. Hello. Brother Clendenin preached a message many years ago. What did they leave us? And what have we done with it? And what will we leave behind? Three very important questions. Amen. What have we... Listen, I am more than thrilled with my Pentecostal heritage. Come on. And Brother Joe is a proud, and I say that not being haughty, amen, but I am thrilled. Amen. Come on. Brother Clendenin come preached at Pace many years ago. Amen. And he said, his church is a Pentecostal church. Come on with me. Woo! Read that book. I got good Baptist friends, but they know where I stand. Hello. I don't get itchy and antsy when I get around them because I stand on this book right here. Amen. I ain't going nowhere. Hello. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I had a boss, and I loved him. He was a great man. Amen. He was one of the techs I was, and he made foreman. Amen. He was a licensed, amen, Baptist preacher. Amen. Said, oh, we Baptists trace our roots all the way back to the day of Pentecost. I said, that's some tongue-talking Baptist, wasn't it? He kind of grinned at me and didn't have anything else to say. Amen. I had him cold. Amen. Come on. I said, because it said they all begin to speak with other tongues. And Brother Joe, don't relegate the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, to a tongue. Amen. But that is the initial evidence. Amen. And I had a fellow one time want me to write him out a letter. Amen. He was raised Baptist. Wanted me to write him out a letter with the Bible to prove to him that, amen, speaking in tongues was the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Four times in your Bible. Amen. Come on, the day of Pentecost. Amen. Come on, listen. Amen. And we find not only the day of Pentecost, but a couple chapters over, the same thing happened all over again. We find, amen, that a fella, amen, that in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, amen. I'm telling you, he went down to, amen, to that old captain's house, and he had him a house full, and when he preached, the Holy Ghost fell. Amen. The same thing happened. Amen. Brother Paul, amen, comes to the church in Ephesus, I believe in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. Amen. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Oh, we haven't so much as heard as there be any Holy Ghost. Amen. He laid hands on them. The Holy Ghost fell. Amen. And they done the same thing they done in Acts chapter 2, in Acts chapter 4, and in Acts chapter 10.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah! Yeah! He's the Spirit of truth. Come on. I can prophesy to you tonight a little bit. Every organization that resists the Holy Ghost is going the way of the world. You hear me? That's why you see the mainline denominations falling off the rock.
Why? They have quenched the Spirit. They have resisted the Holy Ghost. Come on, women. And I tell you, they can't help but fail.
If you resist the Holy Ghost, you're going down. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Amen. I want to tell you the Holy Ghost is a... Amen. God sent the Holy Ghost to help that church to be what she ought to be. And the church, not only the church, the integral part of that church, you and I can never be what we're supposed to be. Amen. Outside of God's Holy Ghost working in us. Come on. Jesus came and fulfilled the law. He sent the Holy Ghost to fulfill the gospel. Amen. My. Listen. Brother Joe, is it that important? Take it from the Master's own words. You tarry. Amen. Come on. You tarry at Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Don't go nowhere. You wait till the power comes. You wait, amen, till the preacher comes. You wait till the Holy, amen, till the Spirit of truth comes. And then you know. Woo, hallelujah. Glory. Amen. No, Brother Joe. Amen. I ain't going to preach oneness doctrine. Amen. Because I believe folks are saved. But amen. I believe you got to be saved to be a candidate for the Holy Ghost. Amen. He ain't moving that Holy Ghost into that sinner's life. Amen. The only thing the Holy Ghost is going to do in that sinner's life is bring stout conviction by reinforcing the Word of God into that very spirit. Amen. And quickening that little kernel of faith that God has put in that vessel. Come on. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Every man, he's given the measure of the Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. And the Holy Ghost knows how to reach in there and water that business. Come on. Yeah. I said, He knows how to reach in there and trigger that thing. Come on. People don't get saved by some emotional little twitching. Then folks that do that, their salvation is just an emotional salvation. It lasts about a little while and it's gone. I'm talking about real salvation. It goes all the way to the Spirit. But Brother Joe, yes, we are body, soul, and spirit. Amen. The words the soul and that spirit is even what the Bible calls your heart in a lot of places. The heart, which is not what pumps blood. It is your inner core where your spirit, that's where you live or die at right there. Amen. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, amen. That spirit in them that God had given them in life died. It died. Death, come on, Brother Joe, because sin always brings about death. Hello? When lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. That is an unbroken law. It will happen every time it's allowed, amen, to run its course. Amen. And listen, but I heard him. She said, that first Adam, whoa, he made him a living soul. Last Adam, not the second. The last Adam. They ain't going to be no more prototypes. Amen. God made one. He fell in the garden. Amen. That last Adam, he ain't fail. He died for that bride, but he ain't fail. Yeah, glory. Amen. He made him a quickening spirit. What's a quickening spirit, Brother Joe, to bring to life that first Adam that's dead? He's dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. Thank God, God still delivers. Amen. I was listening to a message I preached in 2010 this morning early. Amen. God's deliverance. Hallelujah. I'm glad He still delivers. Let me hurry. Amen. Zechariah. God, He's going to bring forth the headstone. You're going to the headstone. I mean, simply, you're going to bring forth victory. You're going to bring death to that hindrance. Amen. And life. Amen. To what God wants. And you're going to be shouting, grace, grace, by the grace of God. Hear the Apostle Paul. I am what I am by the grace of God. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.